Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. I'm Todd Starnes. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting all this week from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention here in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope you guys are doing great wherever you might be across the country. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling the program today, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And, of course, our website, toddstarnes.com. We have lots of great information, lots of great stories for you to check out there. And we have a terrific action-packed show for you. Among our guests, our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffress is going to be here. Also, Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council, he's going to be here as well. But the big story, and we've got a lot of stories in this dumpster fire of a nation that Joe Biden has delivered to us, the big story is that your Republican lawmakers have sided with the Democrats and have now passed a $1.5 trillion spending bill. Now, the only good part about this, there's no China virus funding in this spending bill, but nobody knows what else is in it because nobody's had a chance to read the bill. And as a result, a lot of our tax money is going to waste once again. As a matter of fact, a lot of it is going to Ukraine. According to the parts of the bill that we've been able to read, the Biden administration is sending $13.6 billion of your hard-earned money to Ukraine as a part of this trillion, multi-trillion dollar spending bill that nobody's had an opportunity to read. And at some point, it would be nice to know from our friends, the fiscal conservatives within the Republican Party, when exactly they're going to become fiscal conservatives. Is there an opportunity, is there a moment in time that we're going to actually be able to sit down and read legislation before they pass it into law? But this is how Nancy Pelosi's been operating from day one. You've got to pass the legislation to know what's in the legislation. And that goes all the way back to the Obamacare years. But here we have it, folks. And again, we're really not quite sure who is going to get this money in Ukraine, if there's going to be a functioning government to get this money, or if, in fact, we're just going to be turning it over to the Russians. In the meantime, on that issue, we understand that Kamala Harris has been dispatched to Poland, and that is an absolute mess. Kamala Harris, just a few moments ago, had this to say about the situation in Ukraine.
I wanted to ask you about some reporting that my colleague here in Poland noticed. He recently spoke with the mayor of the largest border town, who told him that the refugee system is essentially not set up for this, that it will collapse. It's an improvised system that can work for maybe 2 weeks, but not indefinitely. And I'm wondering what the United States is going to do more specifically to set up a permanent infrastructure. And relatedly, is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees? And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Okay, first. Okay, so this time. Szanowna pani redaktor.
Madam, the situation is very complex. This is what I was.
Jeez, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're dealing with. We're on the verge of World War III, and you have Kamala Harris cackling away in Poland. Unbelievable. And you know, the Russians are looking at this and they're laughing. They know what's going on here in the United States of America. They know we've got a senile man with a brain of cottage cheese in the White House. And we have this woman, Kamala Harris, who cannot compose a thoughtful sentence. Instead, she's just cackling away. And now you understand why the country is, in fact, in deep doo-dah, as they say in Poland. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, the question of this hour is whether or not we should be sending any aid to Ukraine at this point. We're not even securing our own border. And I wouldn't necessarily have a problem sending a couple of billion dollars to the Ukrainians if we actually had our own border secured. But we have no interest in doing that. We're dealing with an invasion of our own here in this country that nobody on either party really wants to deal with. We've been invaded by tens of millions of illegal aliens, and we don't know who's been coming across our border. We don't know what they're up to, but we do know that a lot of grown young men have been coming into this country. And nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about the dangers that are lurking along our southern border. But in the meantime, you've got Congress passing, what, a 2,741-page spending bill that nobody has bothered to read. Do you have a problem with that? Now, here's the only saving grace here is that the Senate has to sign off on all of this, and you have an opportunity to call your senators and urge them not to pass this until we've had a chance to read it. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So look, we're going to regroup here. When we come back, we've got a crazy story about Project Veritas. They have undercover video speaking to a New York Times reporter who admits that whatever happened on January the 5th, 6th is not exactly what we've been told about. And we've got it all on audio. So we'll be getting to that. Also, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, the spouse of Mr. Buttigieg, captured on audio leading children and the pledge to the rainbow flag. We'll explain what that's all about as well. And we'll be taking your calls. Also, ToddStarnes.com is our website. If you want to follow us on our social media platforms, you can do that. All of the links there at the website. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Huge tech companies in America pay next to nothing in taxes, meaning they barely give anything back to the society that made them rich. They may not do a lot of giving, but they sure do a lot of taking. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about how these tech companies enrich themselves by taking your personal data. They grab your web history, email metadata, and video searches to create a detailed profile on you and then sell off that information to the highest bidder. Companies aren't just selling products anymore, they're selling you. You have become the product. Now, to protect your identity and data from these tech giants, I recommend using ExpressVPN every time you go online. Think about all the websites you visit. Facebook, Twitter, Google, everything you do and say online is tracked by these giant corporations using your public IP address. They uniquely match your activity and know your location. ExpressVPN makes you anonymous online by camouflaging your IP address and replacing it with a different, secure IP of your choice. ExpressVPN also encrypts all your data so it's protected from hackers and anyone else that's trying to spy on you. And what I like most about ExpressVPN is how easy it is to use. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. Protect your data with the number one rated VPN provider today. Visit expressvpn.com/starns to get 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/starns. expressvpn.com/starns to learn more.
And welcome back,
ladies and gentlemen, to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so delighted that you have joined us here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. You know, it's interesting. We were looking at the inflation numbers coming out. 7.9%. Folks, that is the highest increase, the biggest spike since 1982. And I hope you folks understand what this is really all about here. We're dealing with a crisis in America. Now, we've been talking for quite some time about how the socialists plan to take over this country. This has been happening in our nation's public education system for a very long time now. But that was just the conditioning of the country. And now comes the very difficult part, the part that will impact every single person living in this country. And that is the rising and the surging price of gas, of food, of housing, of consumer goods. You are going to feel this pain, and they want you to feel this pain. Keep in mind that the whole point of this is to make you reliant upon the federal government for every single thing in your life. You want a job, you got to rely on the government for that. You want health care, you got to rely on the government for that. You want food, you want housing, you got to rely on the government for that. This is where all of this is going, everybody. I mean, look at what the Biden administration just told everybody. Are you concerned about the rising cost of gas? Then you need to buy a $55,000 car that you can plug into the side of your home. They want you to feel the pain here. That's what's going on, and that's why this is only going to get worse. The Biden administration, Little Red Lion Hood, Jen Psaki, is going to come out in just a few moments, and she's going to explain to everybody in this country that actually we're having a boom in the economy, but there's no boom in the economy. And you and I know that. You know that. I know that. And they know that. But they're hoping enough people will buy into their lies that they'll turn the other cheek. And they'll say, well, we've just got to, you know what, we've got to take one for the Ukrainians. May I just, and I don't mean to be, I don't mean to be inconsiderate here. I don't mean to be thoughtless about this, but why do we have to sacrifice and make sacrifices on behalf of the Ukrainians? Why do we have to do that? And why just the Ukrainians? There are plenty of other countries around the world that are going through the same sort of crises. Why do we have to suffer for the Ukrainians? You know, just a few moments ago, we got a call, and the lady didn't want to go on the air. She was not a very big fan of mine. And she called me all. She had a lot of things to say. She was very upset because I'm not 1,000% behind the Ukrainian people. Called me an anti-Semite. I'm not sure where she gets that from. And we support the Ukrainian people, and we've been pretty big proponents of the Budapest Memorandum, which says the United States has to protect Ukraine in the event they're attacked by Russia, and we're not living up to that agreement. But why is it that the average American citizen has to suffer? Why is it the average American citizen has to sacrifice to appease or to take care of another country? And somebody needs to explain that. When we have people in this country who are homeless, people who are living on the streets, people in border towns who, quite frankly, their towns and communities look like some of those communities in Ukraine along the Russian border. What about the invasion of our country? Why is it that we're allowing our country to be invaded, and yet we're so concerned and so focused and dedicated to protecting the Ukrainian border? Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but what I am saying is there is a double standard here. And the American people are being told they have a moral obligation to stand up and take one on the chin for the Ukrainian people. Do you believe that's the case? Do you believe that we should take one on the chin for the Ukrainians? Do you believe that we should suffer financially, economically, so that the Ukrainians can have a better way of life? Because I want to share something with you here and understand what's going on here. Understand what's going on here. You could give $30 trillion to the Ukrainian people, and it's not going to make one bit of difference. Not one bit of difference. until NATO steps in and gives the Ukrainian people what they need and the resources they need, nothing's going to change. More people are going to continue to get slaughtered. More people are going to continue to suffer. More cities are going to be overrun. And there's really not much we can do about it. And by the way, President Biden and the State Department have pretty much said as much. Not going to happen. We're not going to give them the fighting tools they need. So why are we sending over cash? And that's the point of all of this. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. On our website, toddstarns.com. All right. I've got to get to this weird story here. And coming up in just a few moments, our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress, is going to join us. There is a story out of Washington, and of all people, the Log Cabin Republicans, they're the ones that are raising this concern, which is sort of fascinating because the Log Cabin Republicans are a group of gay Republicans, and they have posted a video, which we have on our website, of the spouse of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg leading a bunch of children into a pledge of allegiance to the rainbow flag. Now, this makes absolutely no sense at all. But Chasten, the guy, what's the guy's name? Grace is saying his name is Chasten. So Chasten, Buttigieg, is leading the children in this pledge to the rainbow flag. I'm going to read this pledge to you. This is what the children were told to recite. I pledge my heart to the rainbow flag, the not-so-typical gay camp, one camp full of pride, indivisible with affirmation and equal rights for all. No, Grace, no, we're not supposed to pledge. No, this is not for us. This is for the gay people, the gay children. What happens if you take a knee during that pledge? All right. The Log Cabin Republicans of Richmond are rebuking Chasten Buttigieg, and they say it sounds to them like this is an act of grooming. Quote, whatever this is, we don't want it. Hands off, Chasten. Hands off. Again, what's wrong with pledging allegiance to Old Glory? What's wrong with that? I mean, it's a perfectly good flag. Been around for a long time. I don't know why we have to come up with all these other new pledges. But there you go. We've got the audio and the video on our website, toddstarns.com. There's another bizarre story. I want to get to this now because, Grace, we're going to be slammed a little bit later on in the program here. There is a public school teacher. And the teacher is, this happened in South Florida, Grace. And a teacher was having a problem with a child. Five-year-old child, all right? So the child is in a fight with another student, so the teacher pulls the five-year-old, and it's a special needs child.
Oh.
So the teacher pulls the special needs child off of the other child, and then the five-year-old, the special needs kid, turns its wrath onto the teacher and beats the holy living you-know-what out of the teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
According to the reporting from NBC News, the teacher was found nearly unconscious in the hallway of the school. She was dazed and unresponsive when the paramedics arrived. But they're saying that the kid, this five-year-old, was literally punching the teacher, kicking the teacher, beating the teacher.
My gosh.
And it just seems to me that if you're a grown adult and you have a child, I don't care how old the child is, but if they're trying to kill you, you know, you give them a good wallop.
Well, you got to defend yourself, you know.
But you know what would have happened at that point? Then the teacher would have been arrested.
Of course. That's so, a terrible position to be put in.
It's horrible. So anyway, the teacher suffered a concussion, taken to the hospital. The paramedics said she could blink and breathe, but she was not able to vocally respond. I guess she was in shock. It kind of reminds me of the movie. Remember Chucky?
Yes.
Remember the Chucky?
A little creepy doll.
Yeah, that's what it was. And they had like a little Chucky at the school. Mm-hmm. And was going crazy on this poor teacher. So now the teacher, if I was a teacher, this happened here in Fort Lauderdale. And the child was, so they're not arresting the child because the child doesn't know right from wrong. You know, 5 years old.
Yeah.
So they're sending in, you know, but again, this is terrible.
So this is a female teacher, correct?
Female teacher.
Okay, and he's five. The child is five. So again, at some point, could she needs to defend herself, and she should be able to overpower a 5-year-old child.
I'm thinking, if you got a 5-year-old kid, and the kid's about to kill you, then I'd say you're justified in slugging the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Or at least a love tap. You know, just boom. That's what
smack.
I do. I'm just saying.
I mean, in that situation, you have to defend yourself.
What do you do?
It's terrible. I just feel terrible for the teacher, though.
It's horrible for the teacher, but what do you do? You now are raising kids to be, I mean, first of all, parents need to stop raising their children to behave like animals. But what do you do when you've got a maniac?
Don't say animals. Merlo behaves better than that.
All right,
beast.
The sweet Dalmatian. But got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are live at the Gaylord Resort here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And it is always fun to have the official chaplain of the Todd Stearns Radio Show, Dr. Robert Jeffress, with us. Hey, Dr. Jeffress.
Great to be with you in person.
You are the star of NRB this year. Your face is everywhere. And we were bragging about coming down the escalator. We know that guy.
I was leading you down. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we were going up.
Down to Sheol. Okay.
This is sort of a Super Bowl for Christian media and broadcasting. And really, the ministry, a lot of people know you from Fox News Channel and your appearances, but you are a pastor of one of the most influential churches in America, and you also have a huge television ministry as well.
Well, God's blessed us with that, and we are now the most watched program on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, and God's blessed Pathway to Victory, and you've been a great supporter and help to us in a lot of ways with that, so we're grateful for it.
So you and Huckabee together, I mean, they're kind of like, you know, the bookends of TBN these days.
And with a lot of people along with us, so it's a great network, and we're honored to be with them.
What's that like for you? I mean, as a minister, you know, walking around, people coming up and talking to you and, you know, wanting to get the photographs and all that kind of stuff.
You know, people are so gracious. That's what I appreciate about people. They, even if they may not agree with everything I say, they're gracious. And I think they realize, especially as Christians, we're all on the same side. We're all working for the same thing. And, you know, Todd, I have to say, I believe if we don't hang together, we hang separately, as Franklin said. I preached last night to the group on when persecution comes. What I believe is the coming persecution for Christians in America, the overt persecution we see in other parts of the world, it's coming to the shores of America, and in fact, in many ways, it's already here.
And you're right about that, and one of those ways that persecution is coming, one of the vehicles is going to be this Equality Act, which is still hanging out there. And fortunately, that has not become the law of the land just yet, but that will impact every single person
Absolutely.
Of faith in this country.
Absolutely. And this is how the government's going to get an inroad into the church, through regulations, through the Internal Revenue Service. I mean, I wrote a commentary recently. My friend Bunny Pounds, you know, from Christians Engaged, who had their tax-exempt status denied because, and I quoted last night in my sermon, the letter from the IRS that said, because you teach the inerrant word of God that the people ought to uphold the sanctity of marriage and life and so forth, that aligns with Republican values and therefore disqualifies you for a tax-exempt status. Now, They pushed back and they got it and stated the tax exempt status. But Todd, that tells you where this government is going. I predict with some knowledge that the IRS is going to apply that same standard to churches. They're going to say when you preach certain things or allow certain things to be said from your pulpit, that's politics and therefore disqualifies you from tax exempt status. That is being tested right now by the Internal Revenue
and
Service.
And you know that. You've got inside sources.
Absolute impeccable inside sources that there are some test cases going on right now.
What kind of an impact is that going to have on churches here in America?
Well, think about it. People say, well, if you can't deduct your contribution, what's the big deal about that? If a church doesn't have tax-exempt status, they have to pay property taxes. And that would cause many churches to close. Not going to cause our church to close, but it's going to cause many churches to close. And what our response needs to be, Todd, we've got to push back and push back hard. We've got to say not only no, but H-E double hockey stick no. You have no right to tell us what we do in our pulpits.
See, I like that. And this is why we love having you on the program. You just kind of get right there and tell it like it is, Dr. Jeffress. And we need that in this country because we have seen over the past 4 years or so, these, I call them woke evangelicals.
Yes.
Who are standing up, and they are causing great harm not only to this country, but also to the body of Christ, in my estimation.
Well, they are. And, you know, I was speaking to a group this morning at breakfast about our call from Jesus to be salt and light. You know, in Jesus' day, salt was a preservative. You couldn't afford pure salt, so you would mix it with sand, and the sand would eventually break down the salt, and it would become worthless and had to be thrown out. What is happening is through this wokeness movement, it's allowing the church to become more like the world instead of the world becoming more like the church. And when we adopt the world value systems, the world's theology, the world's point of view, we become worthless. We're not that distinctive flavor in the world that's needed to preserve the world.
Pastor Robert Jeffress is here with us at the National Religious Broadcasters Gathering. Dr. Jeffress, a lot of conversation about Ukraine and our response to what's happening over there. I know you've talked about this from the pulpit.
Yeah, I have and written commentaries on it. And I would just say for our listeners today, Todd, who are troubled, and we all are by what we're witnessing, the horrific sights, three words to remember. First of all, remember that Vladimir Putin's evil is no match for God's sovereignty. You know, in the end, Vladimir Putin is nothing more than a piece of flint on the pages of human history. Daniel 2 says God is the one who raises kings and he removes kings. And that includes Putin. He'll get rid of him when he's ready to get rid of him. Secondly, realize that although the end may be near, that doesn't mean the end is necessarily here. And people want to know, you know, do we go to our bunkers and prepare for Armageddon? Well, maybe, maybe not. But there have been signs of Christ coming. But every day that passes, we're getting closer to the end of the world, whether it's next year or 1,000 years. And then finally, recommit ourselves to pray. Pray for the Ukrainians. Pray for our leaders, Todd, even the ones we don't like and didn't elect. We need to pray, the Bible says, for wisdom. And we need to pray against Russia. We need to pray against Vladimir Putin and his evil forces. People say, is that Christian to pray against people? You bet it is. David prayed for the destruction of God's enemies. We need to do that too.
Wow, so pray for the destruction of Russia.
Well, I think pray for the destruction of the ones who are leading Russia.
Leading Russia.
Yeah, there's a difference. A lot of these people in Russia are innocent. They don't know what's going on. They're being told a lie by Putin. Putin's an evildoer. He needs to be gotten rid of.
You have a brand new book just out called Encouragement from a Place Called Heaven. That sounds like a pretty encouraging book.
Yeah, it was based on my book, A Place Called Heaven. It came out a few years ago. The publisher said it got such wide acceptance. What about a gift book that you could give to people who are, you know, in the hospital or maybe facing death or have lost a loved one? So they've taken my book, A Place Called Heaven, put beautiful pictures, made it a gift edition, and it's a great thing for encouraging people. You know, we were talking offline about our good friend Shannon Bream, who's such a strong Christian. I said on her show the other night, I said, you know, the message of Christianity is not that this world is going to become better and better. The message is there's a better world coming, and that's the hope that we have.
I love that. And by the way, folks, we have a direct link to that book on our live show blog, so if you want to go there, you can get yourself a copy of the new book, Encouragement from a place called heaven. And yeah, you're still hanging around the Fox News corner of the world. We see you all the time on Shannon's show.
Yeah, she's got such a great broadcast. I mean, it's objective news, and yet at the same time, she allows a Christian point of view. And so that is just a great thing.
You know, last night, you and I were at a dinner. Rick Santorum was there,
yes.
And it was good. I hadn't seen him in a long time. But to hear his testimony, I had no idea that he became a believer after he became a senator. So he was invited to a Bible study.
It was a fascinating conversation. And I've gotten to know Rick for about 4 or 5 years. He's the real deal. But his whole theme was, look, if you take a stand for Christ, you're going to be persecuted. Don't whine about it, but just realize this is what it is, and said, under our watch, we've lost this culture and we've lost America.
And, you know, you have to respect a man who stood up and fought and is still fighting.
Yes.
And, you know, in spite of some great losses in his life, he is still fighting that good fight every day. It's a great message for all of us.
You know, it just reminded me of Jesus' words in John 16:33. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. But then he had to be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
That's a great point and a great way to wrap this conversation up. Dr. Jeffers, always good having you here.
Great to be here. Thank you for letting me be the chaplain.
You need to come to Memphis, though, Dr. Jeffers. You see, you're a healthy eater, but we're going to get you to some barbecue joints.
I will come. Okay. That's my hidden sin is
no
barbecue.
Salad. No okay. Salad.
No
we're
going to
get you some ribs.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, Dr. Robert Jeffers, folks, a great religious leader, not just in Dallas, but for all of America and really the world. And I want you to get a copy of his new book over on our website. All right, we've got to take a break here. We're opening up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for folks like me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Now, Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you're going to get 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You will also receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time with any purchase, you also get Mike's soft cover book free when you use the promo code STARNS. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. Along with this offer, you're also going to get some deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee, National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Great to have with us a very special guest, Colonel David Giamona, who has an incredible book out, number one bestseller, The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. David, good to have you with us. And we're going to talk about the book in just a moment. But it looks like things are getting a little bit hotter over in Ukraine right now. What do you think, as a military person, what do you think we ought to be doing over there?
Well, Todd, thanks for having me on the show today. And I actually trained with the Ukrainian Army back in the 90s. I understand their mentality. And I'll tell you what, they're fighters.
Yeah.
I don't believe Russia expected as stiff a resistance as they're getting. They thought they would mop up operations in a few days. And they are putting up one heck of a fight. And so, you know, the United States really needs to be doing more things that they have been doing, you know. Yes, we've done the sanctions, and we all know the sanctions really aren't going to do anything except maybe make Putin mad at us and start, more geopolitical warfare on a global scale. And that's exactly what's going on there. And, of course, Ukrainians are fleeing the country, 1.5 million. We were listening this morning to broadcast on that. And I think what we ought to be doing is strengthening our allies, NATO. NATO forces are on the line on the northern states, Latvia, Estonia, and other countries. And so what we ought to be doing is supplying them, doing all we can to be military advisors to them, because Putin is not stopping, my opinion, he's not stopping at the Ukraine. He's going to consolidate his forces there and see what's next. And the cat's out of the bag right now, because in the northern tiers, he wants to reestablish the Soviet Union. That's his goal. He doesn't want any alignment of NATO forces right against the Russian border. So right. we have a big fight ahead of
us. Well, and this question, which no one seems to be interested in talking about, the issue with Ukraine and Russia not wanting to be a part of NATO is that Russia didn't want NATO right there on the border. Well, you know what? They're going to have NATO right on the border with Poland. So what happens there? Are we going to have to give up territory in Poland to accommodate and have sort of a neutral zone? Or will Putin try to make a play on Poland?
You know, that's an excellent question. We don't know what Putin's next play is. He's holding those cards close to his vest. However, having backed him into the corner, we're cutting off oil supplies and gas and all those things, and we were importing 100,000 barrels a day. So that's gone away. By the way, that's going to raise our prices here in the United States even more. But Poland's in play right now. What is he going to do? Well, if you look at history, you look at World War II, and in our book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, we look at World War II. The same thing is going on. History is repeating itself. Hitler was taking one country after another with no one stopping him. I think England understands that. The NATO forces do understand that he may not stop at Ukraine. Poland is next. Poland's been supplying jets to the Ukraine. Putin has said, hey, anybody supplying war equipment to the Ukrainians is part of the conflict now. So he is widening his net to see what the allies are going to do next.
And that's the million-dollar question. It seems to me that Biden is going to do something. But, you know, the question is, will we put boots on the ground somewhere? And right now the boots are on the ground in Poland. What say you?
We're going to have to do something. Going back to World War II again, the United States never wanted to get into World War II until Pearl Harbor happened. We were supplying munitions to England, but we didn't want to put any boots on the ground. We just came out of Afghanistan, and a lot of people are kind of war-weary. But that doesn't stop the fact that we are in the midst of a geopolitical crisis around the world because of the weak administration, because Biden, they know, that it won't do as much as Trump would have. All those factors come into complicity here as we look at the start of a major conflict that could erupt out of Europe, out of China, out of North Korea, and out of the Middle East. So we have to be very careful. What everybody's looking at is what are we going to do in Europe? And that's going to signal the Chinese, oh, well, they're not doing anything. We may go ahead and invade Taiwan. Turkey wants to take over the Middle East. We know that. Iran is a player there. A lot of factors going on.
It reminds me of the debate over the planes. It reminds me of a story back in World War II where Churchill asked Roosevelt for those planes. Congress would not let him sell the planes. So one of the plans was to dismantle the planes and send them to Canada. And then Churchill could get the planes from the Canadians.
Correct. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could be doing now that we're not doing. You know, we do have boots on the ground, but we need many more. When I was stationed in Europe at the time, we had over 250,000 soldiers on the ground, and there wasn't major conflict going on. We have far less than that today. We're going to need much more if we're going to take on a strong Russian force. And on the borders of the Ukraine, we're going to need all the help. NATO allies, everybody's going to have to come in and flex their muscle there, or Putin's going to just keep going.
David, we've got about a minute here. I want you to tell us about this great book, number one bestseller, The Military Guide to Armageddon. What do we need to know about this book?
What we need to do and know is this. The church in America is really at a crossroads, and that We're making converts, but we're not making disciples. We're not preparing the people for the road ahead, major conflict, geopolitical intrigue, the coming, you know, crisis around the world. All those things, we need to be preparing our people. So that's what the book is, preparing our heart, our life and soul for the end times.
All right. So, folks, we've got a link directly to this book over on the live show blog. Again, Colonel David Giamona, The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. David, love this stuff. We'd love to get you back on sometime very soon.
Absolutely. Love
and,
to do it.
And, of course, we see you on Newsmax all the time as well.
Yes. I've been on a lot of different shows lately because of the political situation, the war going around the world.
All right. Good intel. And we appreciate you breaking it down for our audience.
Hey, God bless.
All right, folks. And, again, you can get a copy of David's book over on our website. Coming up a little bit later, we've got Tony Perkins from Family Research Council. Also, our good friend June Hunt from Hope for the Heart Ministry is going to be here. And right after the top of the hour news, David Harmon, who created the Tuttle Twin series, we're excited to have him on the program as well. Doing things a little different this week as we're out on the road. Folks, we believe on this program that religious liberty matters. And we believe that Christian broadcasters are going to lead the way to fight for our freedom. And as you have heard from many of our guests all this week, our freedoms are under assault. And that's one of the reasons we're here in Nashville at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Again, ToddStarnes.com. Sign up for the podcast and the newsletter. You can do that during the news break here. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad that you are hanging out with us today. We're doing things a little different this week, broadcasting on the road from the National Religious Broadcasters Gathering in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope you are doing well. We have got a lot going on this hour of the program. Our good friend June Hunt from Hope for the Heart Ministries is going to be here a little bit later. Also, we have some great student filmmakers from Bob Jones University. They're going to drop by, and Tony Perkins will be here in just a few moments. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're following developments out of Ukraine. It's not looking good. We understand that Kamala Harris has really made a mess of things and then launched into this really bizarre cackle as she was doing a press conference with the president of Poland. So we'll keep you updated on that. But again, things are not looking good as we move into the day here in Nashville. Well, look, we are very excited to have a great guest who has really done a remarkable thing. If you are ever trying to figure out how to describe economics to your small child, our friend Daniel Harmon is the guy to go to. He is the creator of an incredible book series called The Tuttle Twins. Many of you have purchased those books. Daniel, welcome to the program. Welcome to NRB.
Thank you for having me on, Todd. And just a quick correction, I'm the creator of the television series based on the book series.
So gotcha.
Connor Boyack is the creator of the book series.
So the book series has been incredibly successful.
Yep.
Tell us about the television series.
So it's based on the book series that sold over 3 million copies now. Tons of parents are really excited about this because it gives them a great resource to teach their kids about principles of freedom and economics. So we're just taking all that beautiful foundation laid by Connor Boyack and Elijah Stanfield, the authors of the book, and we are building on it now with a fun adventure and really fun characters and comedy. So we're making it into just a fun cartoon that we hope kids will choose as entertainment over their options on Disney Plus, Netflix, YouTube, and the like.
How do you do that? I mean, it's, you know, there's, I mean, you're teaching economics and you want it to be entertaining as well. That's going to be quite the challenge.
Yeah, so we do have to start with the principle that we're going to be teaching in the episode. So the story has to flow naturally out of what we're going to teach, rather than saying, like, here's this really cool thing that we could do, and then we try to shoehorn the lesson into it. That doesn't work very well. But if you start with the lesson and say, what's the primary thing we're going to teach? Like, for example, if we're teaching about inflation, then what? How do we communicate that to kids effectively? And we've got this really fun world where the Tuttle twins have a grandmother with a time-traveling wheelchair. So they get to go back in time and learn lessons from historical figures and from different places all over the world.
Of course, these days, teaching inflation has to be pretty simple. Okay, kids, here's what a cost. Here's what a pound of bacon's going to cost.
Yep.
This is why you're eating Cheerios, exactly. The off-brand Cheerios.
Exactly.
And also, you know, issues regarding freedom. I mean, you know, I think one of the big challenges here, Daniel, that's, you know, the Tuttle Twins brand, I guess, has really prided itself on teaching kids the basics of what it means to be free and teaching kids about our freedoms.
Yeah, so starting with things like rights to life, liberty, and property, teaching about the golden rule, entrepreneurship, personal freedom, limited government, those types of things. And then we get into more complex concepts like inflation and how we see that affect places around us. And in the case of the inflation episode, they actually go back in time and visit Zimbabwe in 2008 when they were running crazy with their money, where one Zimbabwe dollar, wasn't called a dollar, but one of their currency equaled, it would took a trillion of their currency to make $1, like one U.S. dollar. That's how crazy it was. And obviously we're seeing a lot of that happen right now, presently, not to that extent, but a lot of people are really waking up to it.
So, folks, how can they get copies of the television series, the cartoons?
So if you go to TuttleTwins.tv, then you can find us there. But YouTube is a great resource for it. We've got all our episodes on YouTube for free right now. And you can go watch any of them. And there's 7 episodes available right now as of this date. And we're releasing a new one every month.
I love it. I love it. Daniel, this is exciting, and it's got to be fun to get out here and meet lots of people who are big fans, but also that are buying into the vision that you guys have.
Oh, yeah. There's been tremendous support here. We
wonderful. All right. Well, folks, we've got a link to all of the Tuttle Twins products over on our live show blog. Daniel, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Daniel Harmon, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got to check out this incredible cartoon series about the Tuttle Twins. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you've got kids, grandkids, you're going to want to make sure. I mean, if you've got the books, you know what we're talking about. It's just a great, great ministry for your family. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Oh, we have to let this play. Let's crank this up. Oh, this song is fabulous. Oh, it's fabulous. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. That song you were hearing, YMCA, President Donald John Trump has just declared that song an official gay anthem. And LGBTQIA, the alphabet people, are just enthralled. Grace Baker. Who knew? I had no idea this was the gay anthem.
You learn something new every day. That's all I got to say.
So we're going to play something. You're like, what in the world are they talking about here? So we're talking about the Village People. YMCA is the song. And the president was doing an interview. These are apparently very popular podcasters down at Mar-a-Lago. And he was explaining that the reason why he plays YMCA at all of his big rallies is because it is the quote gay national anthem. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. Let's listen to what the president had to say.
Get them rocking. Okay. YMCA.
YMCA is a track. It's an underrated track.
Do you know, is it an underrated?
I think so.
Well, it gets a lot of views, I can say. But YMCA, the gay national anthem. Did you ever hear that? They call it the gay national anthem. But YMCA gets people up and it gets them moving. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of good selections and people love it when I do it.
Is he saying straight people have no rhythm?
Well, I don't know. Baptists don't have rhythm.
Oh, I already
and
knew that.
That's genetic. It's that's an issue. But
it's part of the doctrine.
Is that true? Is YMCA really the gay national anthem?
I mean, I'm learning this just as you're learning it, Todd. So
I don't know.
It's a great song. I never thought of it that way. Now I'll never look at it the same way again.
I would have thought it was like, I don't know, something from Elton John or what's the chick who dresses up in the meat dresses?
Lady Gaga.
Oh yeah, Lady Gaga. Yeah, that gal. But no, you're. We don't make this up. We just report the news, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. President Trump very excited about this, apparently. But you're right. I mean, he does. He likes to get people. He's all into exercise and physical fitness, this president. And he gets the people up and moving, and he leads them in the calisthenics there at the rallies.
And I watched more of that interview, and he talked about his musical taste, and one of them, so he talked about YMCA, but he also went on to talk about, apparently he loves Phantom of the Opera and Les Mis.
No, hold on. The president, the former president says he loves YMCA and Broadway show tunes.
Which, I love Broadway show tunes, so I was like, oh, I didn't know that. He has quite the, I feel like he has a range of music taste. He's one of those people, you hop in his car and you have no idea what genre he's
going to play. I wonder if the president can sing along to that, the Ay Caramba song out of Lion King.
What?
The Ay Caramba
Hakuna
song.
Hakuna Matata?
Hakuna Matata. That's what I said.
I'm sure he can. Anybody can, apparently, except you, because you have clearly never seen the movie before.
No, I, you know.
Or the Broadway show, because there's a Broadway show.
I did see the movie.
Okay.
I did not see the Broadway show. That is just not my cup of tea.
It's so good, though.
Yeah, unless somebody's getting shot. Were the lions getting shot?
No!
Oh, then I'm not interested.
You want the lions to be shot?
Well, no, there's got to be action. It's got to be action-oriented.
There is action. Mufasa dies. Spoiler alert. Oh. But Mufasa dies.
By the way, we're getting some reviews of President Trump and the YMCA. Oh, it's fabulous. Oh, I love that song. Fabulous.
I'm sorry. You're leaving me speechless today, Todd. You really are.
But I had no idea. This is breaking news. I mean, the president, coming out and making this pronouncement.
Well, hey, if he says it, it must be true, right?
By the way, you know what I'm concerned about, Grace Bear? We have not been outside this building since we got here.
No, I don't know what the world is like outside of here.
We're going to go fill up the Cadillac. It's going to be like $14 a gallon.
Might be.
We don't know.
I wouldn't be shocked.
We have some new intel. This is coming from the government, and they're now saying that price increases, Grace Baker, are the highest ever recorded in the history of America. So here we go. Hotels, 29% increase. And by the way, can I just say something? This is inappropriate, but I need to say it.
Oh, no. Do you really need to?
The Opryland Hotel, there are like 50,000 hotel rooms here, and the whole point is you get lost. I mean, people are literally wandering around for days trying to find their hotel room here.
Yeah, and that was one of those people, so.
So this morning, I was trying to find my way. I had a meeting scheduled, and I'm literally, I left the room 20 minutes early. I was 50 minutes late because I'm wandering around.
Yep, you called us in a panic.
I ran into 13 different staff members here.
Okay.
Not a single person spoke English.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not judging. I don't judge. But it just seems to me that somebody on the staff here at the hotel should be able to speak just rudimentary. You don't have to look. You don't have to speak perfect English. But it's like,
hola,
can you tell
está?
Me how to get to Hakuna Matataville? I don't know. It's terrible.
Well, it's
Does
also
that make me a bad person.
No, not a bad person. Just, you know.
And I'm trying to smile.
Person.
But, you know, it's like you're. What? Not whiny.
Well, you got you're whining, but you got your steps in this morning.
I got plenty of steps in this
morning. That's good. You got to look at the positives.
So, according to the latest numbers from the government, hotels 29% increase, chicken 13.2%.
Chicken.
So it's going to cost you 13% more to buy, I don't know, chicken nuggets at down at Kroger. Lunch meat 11%, dry cleaning 9.5%, baby food 8.4%. If you are going to a full service sit down restaurant like, I don't know, Red Lobster or TGI Fridays, it's going to cost you 7.5% more.
Was dog food on the list?
Pet supplies 7.5%. You got to put Merlot on a diet.
Yeah, really.
So now, because of Joe Biden, you're only going to be able to feed your dog on what, alternating days?
Oh,
that's not. You see, elections have consequences, Grace Baker.
Well, Merlot didn't get to vote.
Elections have consequences.
Yes.
I am curious to know, what are the prices like in your neighborhood? If you're going to the gas station, if you're going to the grocery store, we'd like to know what those numbers look like. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868.
You know what I noticed recently going to Chick-fil-A? How much more expensive it is for two people to eat just basic food at Chick-fil-A, not even including a drink. Gone up at least, I would say, 10-20%, it feels like.
You know, that's the official chicken of Jesus.
And when they start messing with Chick-fil-A, that's when it's a real problem,
America. It's a problem. You're going to have people fighting in the streets.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Give me chicken or give me death.
I'll take the chicken.
Yes.
I'm just
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Here. Oh,
must have the Chick-fil-A.
So people
sauce.
Are hoarding things now. So yes. I actually know someone who hoards Chick-fil-A sauce.
Well, they started rationing it some last year with the supply chain issues.
Is that right?
Yes, for a little. Now it's better now, but you have to really, they used to just freely give you two or three packets. Now you got to say, you know, they give you maybe one, you go, "Can I have like a couple more?" And they'll give it to you, but you have to go out of your way and ask for it.
This is shocking. Shocking, I say.
What has the world come to?
All right, folks, we've got a lot more happening here at NRB. Our good friend Tony Perkins is going to drop by in just a little while. Also, are you familiar with this dry bar comedy? Have you heard of this before?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Keith Stubbs, who is president of dry bar comedy, that means what? No Baptist martinis?
No, it means no foul language.
Oh.
So it's comedy the whole family can watch. Tim Hawkins type people.
Oh, I like that guy.
I love Tim Hawkins.
He's really funny.
Yeah.
Who was the guy? He was like the big Christian comedian and liked the ladies a little bit too much.
John Crist.
Yes, John Crist. He was funny.
He, you know, he's come back into the mix after
that about the ladies. My apologies.
He did have a few scandals. He is back in the mix now. I think he got his. I think he got some things in order. He is funny though. I got to give him. He's funny, and you got Trey Kennedy. He's pretty funny too.
Oh, that's good. All right. So we've got him coming up. Also, June Hunt, Hope for the Heart Ministry. She's a rock star around here, and she always comes whenever I have a book out. She's always the first to drop by, and we always have a good visit. So
I met her yesterday. Very sweet.
Very nice lady. Very nice lady.
You're very stylish.
So this is your first NRB.
Yes.
I mean, surviving?
Yes, surviving thanks to Cinnabon Cold Brew Coffee.
Cinnabon Cold. That's a lot.
It's sugary and full of caffeine, so I'm doing great.
All right. Oh, good stuff. So far, we are still not at war, America, so that's good. Give it some time. The Biden administration, folks, they are determined to get us in a shooting war with the Russians. And we will. Why else would you send Kamala Harris over there? Did you hear the cackle, Grace?
Oh, yeah.
That was very frightening. All right. We're going to take a break here, folks. By the way, now is a great opportunity for you to go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You know, we love Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they have some incredible deals, great budgets to fit whatever you want. If you want to spend a lot of money, not a lot of money, they got you covered. Best part of it all, their call service team based right here in America. What are you laughing at, Grace?
Nothing, just you talking about customer service earlier.
I just say.
Your point is you can understand the people.
When you call customer service and you need a translation guide, I mean, really.
Hey, Google
Translate. I'm just saying, it's a great thing.
Help me out here.
All right. Folks, we got to take a break. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use my name as the promo code. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us from, are these the mobile Liberty University studios? Liberty University, the finest Christian university in all of America, liberty.edu, if you would like more information on Liberty. And by the way, they have an amazing film program. You've got to check that out. Our very own Avery Bryson is like a star of that. So liberty.edu. So very curious about prices and what you are now paying at the supermarket. Have you seen the prices begin to spike again? Those are the that's the information we're getting from the government, the highest prices in history. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. George is on the line. George, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Hope you're having a good day.
I am. Thank you, George.
I just got two or three comments that really been on my mind here lately. Number one, this Ukraine situation is sickening. That needs to end somehow quickly. Secondly, on the fuel situation, prices are one thing, which are high. I understand that. It takes a while to get rid of it. But we don't want to run out of the supply.
Well, and that's a big problem, George, and thank you for that telephone call. You're right, George. The supply running low on oil is just simply unacceptable. But the reality here is that the Biden administration is determined to punish us. They want to wean this country off of gas and oil, and that's what they're doing. Let's go to Tom, Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thanks. It's great to talk to you again. The first station I came across this morning driving out of my town, and it was 460 at a Chevron, and I'm in Salem most of the time. And they just opened a Costco, so they must have dropped the price because it's 425.9. And where I think it was just a couple days ago, they were 450. So I think they, but this is a monster, big location, Costco. But otherwise, also I wanted to just thank you for being so, good and easy to talk to.
Well, Tom, you're mighty kind to say that, and we appreciate that, and I appreciate the intel because, again, this is really going to be a national event. I mean, people all over America are going to be suffering together through these not only high gas prices, but everything else is going up as well. And we're going to try to get through it together with a smile, but we also need to talk about those big issues of the day. Tom, God bless you, and God bless all of our great listeners out there in Salem. Folks, 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. We are so honored to have some very special guests with us throughout the program today. One of those is a great leader and one of the pioneers in Christian broadcasting. She is from Dallas, Texas, and every time I go down to the First Baptist Church in Dallas, we get to visit with June Hunt, who is from Hope for the Heart Ministries. June, it is great to get you on the radio.
Well, love being with you. I always enjoy your enthusiasm and your directness. It's like, let's get this accomplished. Let's get it right.
You're always so full of joy. I've never seen you without a smile on your face.
Well, you know, in truth, we have to learn what the difference is between destructive worry and constructive concern. In other words, there are things that people can be caught up in, and I'm talking about being very entrapped with negative emotions. There was a point at which I was actually working on a book, and it was how to handle your emotions, and I had six emotions, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, one of the six was worry, and I thought, worry is not an emotion, it's mental distress, and you can do something about what you think about, what you dwell on. And so instead of being consumed, I'm talking about preoccupied with something bad that may happen, or may not happen, or cannot happen, we're told by Jesus we are not to have worry. And that seems improbable if we really get it. I mean, you think about it, Todd, how has worrying helped you in your life?
It's made me anxious, I think. I notice when I worry, I'm normally grabbing like a box of the Little Debbie snack foods or something. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it really doesn't help us in the past.
It's a great
even
point.
Even for the future, because we can live in the land of the what-ifs. And, yeah, we can do that, but how is that going to benefit us? But I think the issue is to differentiate between destructive worry versus constructive concern. And then there was a couple that had a 6-year-old son. They came to me and they just said, we're just so worried that he's going to drown. And so we keep him from every body of water, meaning no allowing the son to be at a neighbor's home if they have a swimming pool, or anyone. You know, it's like, I've never heard of a husband and wife both on the same page on that. And I said, well, have you ever thought of the fact that your son can't die before his final day? The Bible says in Psalm 139, verse 16, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And so it's like God already knows the last day. And in Job 14:5, it's the same thing. It's like our days are determined. We cannot exceed the time set for us. And so this couple was just amazed. And I said, but what if he happens to be at an event or something where all of a sudden there's water, you don't even know about it? And I said, that's what we're worried about. And I said, well, what could you do if he does end up fall into water? What could you do to know he wouldn't drown? And they went, and they were trying to think. All they were used to was the worry. And I said, what if he had swimming lessons? Oh, and that, you know, so the constructive concern, instead of being paralyzed by inaction, it prompts action and literal solutions. So I think the issue is, okay, yeah, there are things that we should be concerned about. But if Jesus says, don't worry, don't be consumed with worry, then let's do what he says.
June Hunt is here with us, Hope for the Heart Ministries. June, over the years, just being able to meet people who have really been blessed as a part of your ministry, what is that experience like? And then coming to a place like NRB and meeting fellow broadcasters. Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually grew up in a very dysfunctional home, and the difference when I finally saw people who had something, I didn't know what they had. There were youth directors and leaders that they had a quality of life I'd never seen before. And I began to hear a message about something about a relationship with Christ, and I didn't understand that. I never heard of that. Now, I was in a church, a mainline denomination, and so my point there is I heard a message that Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship with Christ. And I thought, of course it's a religion. Why would they say that? But I wasn't verbal. And I didn't verbalize opposition because I wasn't allowed, because of a family dynamic, nobody could ever confront my dad. And it was just, it was very painful. But bottom line is, after I finally heard the true message of having Christ in my life, I didn't know there was a scripture. Of course, I knew no scripture anyway. But it was, the Bible says it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. I thought, in you? I didn't know that. And so I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And it did change my life. Now, I still had to deal with forgiveness. Didn't know how to do that. Because that can't be wrong. I'm math. Math makes sense. That didn't make sense to say forgive without somebody changing. And so I really, there were principles that I didn't understand that I later came to understand. You're not letting somebody off the hook, which I thought we were. If you forgive, if I were to forgive, then it's, I take my oppressor off of my hook and put him onto God's hook. Because he says it's mine to forgive. It's mine to avenge. I will repay. So my point is, it changed my life. And as a result, I became a youth director where there were 600 kids. Became a college and career director later. And I loved investing in young people and then adults as a conference speaker. And then on radio, I just take calls. You know what about take calls,
yes.
and you can't ever, you just don't know what people are going to be asking, but they want answers. And so I, from 11 p.m. to midnight on Hope in the Night, I take one caller, and we deal with whatever that issue is.
Wow.
And it's very specific, very poignant. I have the first 7 minutes, I might talk about the cancel culture. I may talk about transgender or some of these other things. But then we get into a caller's issues, and we look at God's truth for today's problems.
Well, June, we could sit here for an entire hour, and unfortunately, our time is quickly expiring here. So thank you for taking a few minutes to drop by. It means a lot, and God bless you and your great ministry.
Well, I love being with you. Thank you, Todd.
June Hunt, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a link to her great ministry website over at toddstearns.com. One of the true greats in radio, both Christian and non-Christian radio, June Hunt. All right, stick around. We have Tony Perkins coming up from the Family Research Council. Also, some updates on some of the big stories of the day. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us, broadcasting live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention at Opryland Hotel. And I, yet, Grace, I know it's Gaylord, but I feel much more comfortable saying Opryland, because that's what it used to be, the Opryland Hotel. We've got a lot of broadcasters here, a lot of Christian ministries. We're also paying attention to the big national and international stories. The good news is we are not at war with Russia right now. The price of bacon, about $20 a pound. So there you go. That's kind of where we're at on that issue. So hang tight, and we're going to get back to the big international stories in just a moment. We're very excited to introduce a great guest who's got a great program. He is the president of Dry Bar Comedy. Keith Stubbs is with us. Keith, good to have you here.
Great to be here. Enjoying Nashville, man.
So, isn't it great? It was funny. We just had the Bob Jones University students on. I guess they have film majors. You know, Bob Jones, pretty conservative school.
Uh-huh.
And so we're asking the young people, so what have you guys been up to? They go, oh, we've been down on Lower Broadway. I'm like, wait, what? I think maybe, I hope they were passing out gospel tracts. Yeah.
There's a lot of action down there.
It's a lot of action. And I know our staff, when we were putting the show together and they saw Dry Bar Comedy, they got hugely excited.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who love what you guys do.
We love what we do also. I mean, Dry Bar Comedy, just in a nutshell, we're the largest library of clean comedy in the world. We have over 500 comedy specials that we shoot in our studio, and we distribute them all over the place. You name it, YouTube, Facebook. We have an app. You can check it out on Apple, Roku, you name it. It is out there, and it is great comedy content.
Now, a lot of people might think that is something hard, you know, hard to find, is good, clean comedy. Have you found that to be the case?
You know what? At the beginning, and I'll tell you a little bit of the story. I've been in the comedy business for a long time. I started doing stand-up in 1991. I started in L.A., and I was there for about 15 years. And I can tell you, when we launched Dry Bar about 5 years ago, there was a lot of skepticism. Like, are there enough comedians that are clean that can toe the line to do what you want as far as your brand? Are they even out there? And there was a time when I thought, man, I don't know if there are. Unfortunately, I thought that. But now I know better. There are so many great comics that never had their day in the sun that have worked all over the world, all over the country, at every honky-tonk bar, banquet room, church, you name it. They've done it, that are featured on Dry Bar. So these are professional comedians, but they're also, our motto is funny for everyone. So these are comedians and content that is shareable and that people are absolutely eating up.
And it's funny. I mean, that's the thing. It's funny.
I'll tell you this. As a comic, the last thing you want, not the last thing, but one of the worst things you want to hear is, oh, this comedian always claims. It's like, no. Funny. How about funny? I don't want to hear that. They don't want, because a lot
like
of people, and then the business as a comedian, it sounds corny. And no one wants corny. And also the consumer, a lot of times they associate, oh, if it's clean, then it's not funny, or it's corny. That is not the case. These are all professional comedians.
I suspect we're about the same age. I mean, growing up, you had, you know, Johnny Carson, and mm-hmm. just hilarious stuff. And it turned out to be pretty clean stuff they did on the mm-hmm. the old Tonight Show. And, of course, Jay Leno,
right.
you know, kind of followed that same path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that things have changed, obviously. I think we all know that. The culture's changed, not just comedy. A lot of times people say, comedy's changed. Everything's changed. Unfortunately, everything. Fashion has changed. Movies, arts, anything like that has changed. But what happened over the last few years, because when Carson was out, there's FCC regulations, so they had to toe the line. And then with the internet and all the other platforms that were out there, things got loose, got really loose, and there became a void in the entertainment business for consumers of comedy that is funny for everyone, that is more on the clean side, and we're filling that void.
So what are you guys doing here at NRB?
We're here to spread the word, let people know all about it. We feel like the NRB audience is our audience. It's a good chunk of our audience. The comedians we have come from all backgrounds, all religions, all races, and they come from all over the world, but their content is totally relatable.
So in the great, you know, when you're looking at the denominations, any particular one that's funnier than the other?
No, they're all funny.
You see,
they really are. We honest to goodness, we have Christian, we have Mormon, we have Jewish, we have atheist, we have all types of comedians talking about all types of things, but it has
really?
Broad appeal. Absolutely.
That's fascinating, because I'm Baptist.
Okay.
So, you know, my tribe, we're pretty funny. I mean, we're just weird anyway, but I didn't realize the Mormons were funny people.
Very
funny. They have Donnie and Marie. They're very good singers, that denomination.
You know, they were funny. They had I saw Donnie and Marie in Vegas at the Flamingo. And, of course, they still sound great, but they're funny. Donnie particularly is funny.
Is that right?
Yes,
this
is
amazing. How does this work? I mean, the process of you know, writing stand-up. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you do that? Is that a fairly lonely thing that you have to isolate yourself, or, you know, how does that work?
It depends on your style. I mean, there are some comedians that can riff, they can create in the moment on stage with wherever they're feeling. If it's anger, if it's topical, if it's stuff that's happening in the news, if it's COVID, if it's their personal lives, whatever's happening. But there are other people that I'm not like these people that can go sit at a Starbucks and get a notepad like your notepad here and start writing jokes. I've never been that disciplined. A Seinfeld is that type of a comedian where I'm going to write, and they'll write for 3 hours, and they'll write it, and then they'll try it. And, of course, that's the ultimate judge is, does it even work?
Whoever knew that a show literally about nothing would become so popular
with
Seinfeld.
Great comic.
And great writing. I mean, just, and you know, that's, and that is, I think that's a lost art form. And, by the way, we've got Keith Stubbs here with Dry Bar Comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell students, you know, when they want to be a journalist or don't go into radio, do you write? You know, if you don't write, I don't think you're going to have that big of a career.
I think you have to be able to write. But people do write in different ways.
Yeah.
I mean, not, like particularly myself, and I know a lot of other comics that can take a topic that's something that's cooking in their brain, and then they try it out for the audience, and then from there they'll have to tweak that same material to see if, like, maybe this approach isn't work, or the way I worded this joke it didn't work, and they make those adjustments.
I have to imagine. I mean, do you dip your toe into the political jokes?
I do. It's a little dangerous. You know, these days, I'm sure you're aware, some people don't want to hear about their guy or their thing or whatever that topic is. It could be a news topic, and they don't want you to go there. But as comedians, and whether you like the comedian or not, or even their content or not, I'm a free speech guy, and I defend anyone that wants to say whatever they want. Now, I may not like it. It may not be my cup of tea, but, man, you got to let people do their thing.
Oh, you have to. And look, and at least in our industry, the only thing, you know, the one bad thing on the radio is being boring. You know, we want people that are going to be entertaining. And we had somebody, I bought a radio station, one of the hosts, when I, you know, they said, oh, my God, we got a new owner. And his face looks like a canned ham with glasses. And I thought, wow, that's kind of funny and somewhat accurate, but that's kind of funny, you know. And, you know, the general manager, do you want me to fire these guys? I'm like, no, that was funny. You know, we got to let them do their thing there. But I'm glad to hear you say that, because, you know, there's a lot to laugh at. And when you get into those, you know, oh, you can't make fun of the Republican or the Democrat. I mean, come on.
Yeah, if you watch any network TV, as far as any comedy, late night comedy particularly, there is a line that has to be towed. There's no doubt about it. I know people that are writers on staffs for some of these television shows, and they may want to go a different direction with some of the material, and they do not do that because they want to keep their job. And it's not anything that might be filthy or any language. It's politics. And you've got to stay in a certain lane or you will lose your gig. So a lot of times, even some of the writers who maybe their sensibilities may go a different direction, they have to make sure that they are toeing the line.
And with Biden, you just get up and read the transcripts, and that's a laugh a minute right there.
It's truly unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
It's shocking.
All right. Where can people go? I don't think that's very funny, actually. It's just horrifying.
Yeah.
Keith, where can people go if they want to get more info on these great, clean comics, funny comics?
Yes. And then, once again, they're all funny. We have 500 comedy specials out there.
Wow.
So there are that many comedians. We're going to resume shooting season 10 next month. There'll be 30 more comedy specials coming out. The best place is our app. It's Dry Bar Comedy Plus. You can check it out. 300 comedy specials on that. Every week, we release 3 new comedy specials. And once again, it's funny for everyone. It's broad appeal. It's relatable. And there may be some, yeah, I don't think that person's funny. That's cool. Believe me, there's another one right behind it that you can check out.
You see, I'm a huge fan of that. All right, Keith, God bless you, and look forward to great success and great laughs.
Can I shout out to my nephew who lives in Memphis?
Yes.
Is that all right? Jay Stubbs. Jay Stubbs, and I know he's listening.
That's awesome. All right, there you go. Keith Stubbs got the Memphis connection of the 901.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks, we got to take a quick break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. We've got Tony Perkins coming up in just a little while, but we want to open up the phone lines. Of course, the story for all of us, the rising prices, and we want to hear from you. What's happening in your towns, your communities, gas prices, prices at the grocery store? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Mark from Florida, the Villages, is on the line. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I'm going to go off script for 1 second before I talk to you about the gas prices here in Florida. But it's a downpour. We got a torrential going down here in Florida. I see a guy holding a large sign outside, and God, you know, God, Jehovah, and this and that. And I mean, it's pouring, so I put my emergency flashes on. I there's three lanes of traffic both ways. I get out, get soaking wet. I give him an umbrella, and you would have thought I was attacking him. He's like, I don't want that umbrella. I'm like, all right, put it back in the car, drove away. So I just wanted to get your take on that. What was the lesson for me not to be out in the rain? I don't know.
There you go.
And as far as the gas prices goes, a couple days ago it was $3.89, and so I loaded up two cars, filled them up, and the next day it jumped to $4.19, and now it is $4.39.
Wow, $4.39 a gallon down there at the Villages.
Yep.
Mark, yeah, I don't think I've ever asked you this question. Do you have one of these the golf carts?
I do not, because I have a bunch of friends that have them. So when they go out of town, I just go out and have fun with them.
Oh, there you go.
But they,
all
right, you
well,
know,
that's the way
they're
to do
dangerous.
It.
They are dangerous out here. You got to be careful, because I saw one caught up under a truck. I don't know what happened, but they just do crazy things. They think they're driving a car, and they think they can compete with these drivers. And I'm telling you, you're dealing with people in the Villages that they don't know even how to turn their turn signals on. And when you make the, when they finally hit them from behind, then they turn the signal on. You know, they got to turn their lights on. It's just really crazy out here. When you reach a certain age, they need to retest these individuals when you reach like 80 or something.
They'll run you over. No doubt about it. They'll run you down.
Yep.
All right, yep. Mark, good hearing from you. Stay dry, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, that's Mark from the Villages, 844-747-8868. We're waiting for the sentencing of Juicy Smollett, the actor who faked the hate crime and actually scammed a couple of Nigerian brothers. That was the first time in history that an American has actually scammed a Nigerian, but it happened there in Chicago. Juicy Smollett is waiting for to figure out if he's going to if he's going to have to go out and buy some soap on a rope, and we'll keep you updated on that. This is coming from the interwebs. A reporter asked Kamala Harris. She's meeting with the Polish prime minister. A reporter said, would an attack with chemical weapons be a red line for the U.S. administration? And Harris just stared at her notes and said absolutely nothing. So there you go. Not quite sure that Kamala Harris is doing what needs to be done in Poland, but it is a frightening thing what this administration is doing to our nation. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This just in, President Biden has announced that he will be extending the mask mandate for airlines. Now, look, the China virus pretty much all but over. Nobody's seen Dr. Fauci. They don't know where he's at. And mask mandates are being lifted all over the nation. And so people have been saying, well, what about the airports? I mean, at what point do we just admit that this is all just a great big scam and that there's really nothing to the masks? They're not stopping the virus. They do nothing to protect anybody. It's all a matter of making a political statement. So President Biden has announced that they are now going to extend the mask mandate for jetliners until April 18th. That also will go into effect for trains and transit hubs as well. According to an official, this is from ToddStearns.com, and according to an official who spoke on the condition of anonymity, the CDC is developing a revised policy framework for when masks should be required on transit systems based on new China virus levels. As of March 3rd, more than 90% of the U.S. population is in a location with low or medium China virus levels. So, again, why are we having to worry about any of this? Let's go to Texarkana. Rob is on the line. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Fuel prices here in Texarkana, where I get gas, is $4.09. Back home in Greenbrier, Arkansas, I was paying $3.85. And it's going to start affecting our work pretty quick.
What kind of work do you do, Rob?
Construction materials, testing, inspection work.
And are you starting to see any sorts of increases in materials?
Well, we just inspected. There's been a fuel surcharge on concrete since right before the pandemic hit. So.
And I'm curious, Rob, at least in Texarkana, which is sort of in the Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, that little area of the country, what about gas prices? Are you starting to see a spike in gas prices as well?
Yeah, I got gas the other day at Pilot Truck Stop. It was $4.09 in Texarkana.
$4.09 in Texarkana. My goodness. All right. Well, Rob, hang in there, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. But as we keep saying, elections do have consequences, and this is a big one. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to remind you about our friend Mike Lindell. They have tried to cancel him, but fortunately, they have been unable to do that. And Mike is a great friend of this program. If you go to MyPillow.com/Starnes right now, MyPillow.com/Starnes, you are going to get a free gift if you use my promo code Starnes. What is that free gift? You're going to get a 6-piece towel set, normally $109. Now you're going to be able to get it $39.99 along with a free gift by going to MyPillow.com. All sorts of great gifts there. From the slippers to the doggy beds to awesome mattress toppers as well. MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes and Mike's going to hook you up with a free gift. Hey, folks, we got to take a break here. The great Tony Perkins coming up here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, America. Good to have you with us as we're broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee, the National Religious Broadcasters. And it's always a treat to have our good friend Tony Perkins from Family Research Council joining us. Tony, welcome to Nashville.
Well, Todd, good to be with you. This is kind of in your neck of the woods.
And yours too, sort of. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to be below the Mason-Dixon line.
It is. The food is better and they got sweet tea.
Yes, they do. Well said. Well said. You have been very busy. And by the way, before I forget, I ran into our good friend Ambassador Sam Brownback yesterday.
Yes.
Making the rounds here. And it's interesting, those issues that you guys faced have been addressing with the persecution of Christians really internationally and other religious groups has become a big issue in the geopolitical world now.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? We're actually seeing it play out in Russia. I think you're going to see more of that come to the forefront with what's happening in Ukraine, because Ukraine has been a country that probably of almost any European country has had a more vibrant faith, a religious freedom, but it's more than just religious freedom. It is people living out their faith. In fact, Ukraine sends out more missionaries than any other country in Europe. I actually think this is a part of what drew Putin, not the sole reason, but when you have religious freedom, you have economic freedom, generally. You have greater social stability and economic development as a result. And this was a sharp contrast to what Putin had within his own borders. And I think people were seeing it and saying, hey, I mean, we're almost identical in terms of resources and geography. Why is this country so prosperous, people so happy, and we're not?
No, it's a great point you raise. And you know, here in this country, so many churches, I think in the 90s and in the early part of the 2000s, were launching these mission projects, reaching out, partnering with churches. So there really is a very interesting and dynamic relationship between the evangelical movement here in the United States and the evangelical movement in Ukraine.
Yeah. It was interesting. I had been invited in the last few years multiple times to go to Ukraine, speak with government leaders and the church. I didn't go because I do enough travel in my role at the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, so I didn't want to add another international trip to my schedule. But it's encouraging to see that they were pursuing a path that, in many ways, America was turning away from. And this is what is troubling, I think, the church here in America. We need to be praying for what's happening in Ukraine for our brothers and sisters there, but also supporting ministries that are going over there to help.
Right.
Filling the void that the United States, quite frankly, Todd, created. We created this problem by the weakness that we communicated to Vladimir Putin. We showed, coming out of Afghanistan, that we weren't serious about our military. This administration using our military for social experimentation. And look, I think Putin saw an opening, and he took it. I mean, what we need, and I know there are some who will criticize this, but we need a strong military. And I speak as a veteran. We need a strong military, because the stronger our military is, the less likely we'll have to use it.
Well said. Well said. Tony Perkins, Family Research Council here at the NRB in Nashville. You know, Tony, domestically, you know, we're having our own issues with attacks on religious liberty, attacks on parental rights. The Biden administration came out yesterday and addressed the situation out in Florida. And what they basically said was, we have no problem with teaching 3- and 4-year-olds about LGBT sex. I mean, that's in essence what they were saying.
Well, let's put it in the broader context, Todd, is we have the world imploding. We have gas prices going through the roof. And what is this administration concerned about? They're concerned that parents might keep their kindergarten, first and second and third grade students from being indoctrinated by the radical left.
That's it.
So, I mean, I think most Americans would say, Mr. President, could you work on getting my gas down below $5 a gallon? And don't tell me this is a Putin problem. This is because of your problem of cutting off the pipeline, putting restrictions on the drilling industry, the exploration industry. Why don't you go back and rethink your policies so that we have energy independence like we had 2 years ago for the first time in decades?
No, that's a fair point. And again, protecting parents, this is, you know, that legislation down in Florida, and just shame on the media, shame on the Democrats for, you know, for not identifying this legislation for what it really is. And they kind of envelop, they're wrapping in this don't say gay. You know, that word is not mentioned anywhere in that legislation, but the word parent is a number of times. And we've got to stay focused on the big picture here.
Again, kindergarten through third grade.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about high school students. We're talking about the kindergarten through third grade not being indoctrinated with inappropriate material about sex. When I was in second grade, I was still perfecting tying my shoes. I wasn't worried about whether or not I was wanting to be a girl or a boy. I mean, that never crossed my mind. But you're infusing this thinking into the minds of our children, confusing them. This is the left's goal. That is to create confusion in the minds of our children through using the classroom.
And Tony, this is why Family Research Council is so vitally important, because a lot of churches have decided to disengage from this, and you guys are still there on the front lines, not only fighting this fight, but also providing great resources to families across America.
Well, Todd, in that is why one of the reasons I'm very hopeful about what we see happening. I know you talk about it on your show, but we've been teaching parents. We've been doing what we call our school board boot camps. We've literally had now into the thousands of parents who have gone through these boot camps and are running for school boards across the country. Because of what's been exposed in these classrooms, they're saying, you know what? Enough is enough. And so I'm very hopeful of what we're going to see this fall. I think compared to what happened in 2010 with the Tea Party movement that ushered the Republicans back into control of Congress, I think this is going to be even bigger, and it's going to usher in conservative voices and rational thinking at all levels of government this fall as a result of people getting engaged right where they are.
You see,
with what they have.
I love this, and it's so important, you know, to get involved in the local school boards.
Yes.
Tony, where can people go if they want to get information on school board boot camp?
Go to FRC Action, frcaction.org, and actually you can still, it's online, archived, the actual training that we did, and then we're continuing to do regional trainings around the country, but go to FRC Action.org, and information is there about the boot camps.
All right. I love it. Tony Perkins, Family Research Council. You don't sleep around this place. You just go from interview to interview to interview.
That's right. And try to work in some sweet tea in between.
Yeah, I'm just, we've got to up our game. Dennis Prager has pastries at his table, so I'm not.
Well, I see that.
We have granola bar if you like one, but.
This is the healthy end.
The healthy side. All right, Tony Perkins, everybody. Folks, we've got to take a break. We're going to hit some of your phone calls coming up next. Katie in Georgia, Rick in Oregon, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us, broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee. Let's go to the phones real quick. 844-747-8868. Rick in Oregon is on the line. Hey, Rick, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I'm just calling to let you know what our gas prices are here in beautiful downtown Dallas, Oregon.
Oh, boy. All right, hit me. I am ready.
Okay, low end, the cheapest in town is $4.39. The high is $4.59.
$4.39, and what was the what's the high price there? $5?
No, $4.59.
Woo, mercy!
And that's for regular. That's not for the premium.
Oh my goodness! Well, wow, Rick, are you already having to make adjustments in what you do based on the rising prices?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, I'm retired, my wife and I are retired. So, yeah, it cuts back on, you know, doing a lot of things. And I just got back from the market not too long ago, and the prices were way up there as well. So, you know.
Wow. So, Rick, I'm telling you, it is. I haven't seen anything like this, at least in my adulthood, going all the way back to the 1970s, of course, with the gas lines. Insane.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Exactly. Well, Rick, God bless you, and thank you for calling in, and thanks for all of our great listeners out in Oregon, KYKN. Want to go to our – this is our Mobile Liberty University studio, and we're honored to have Neil Harmon, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Angel Studios. Neil, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on, Todd.
And I think you guys get top honors. The staff was wandering around the exhibit hall, and they said, oh, Angel Studios has the coolest of all the booths.
Oh, thank you. So, it's just a little theater off the content of our creators.
And doing some great content. You are the guys behind The Chosen and Dry Bar Comedy.
Correct.
And we just had the Dry Bar Comedy guy. He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
And very clean. We didn't, you know, we got a 20-second delay here. You know, you never know what's going to happen on radio, but we didn't have to use it, which is good news,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, Keith's great.
Oh, he is. And we really appreciate the great work you guys are doing, putting out great quality content. How is that going? Because, you know, that's you guys are certainly forging your own path in the entertainment industry.
Yes, we are. We're going about this a completely different way. We didn't grow up in the entertainment industry. We grew up on a farm in Idaho. And now it just feels like we've tapped into a need that the world's hungry for. And partners are showing up right and left, and creators are showing up, and they're making amazing things.
And what I've, you know, and again, The Chosen is just so well done, and it's really out-of-the-box thinking and filmmaking. And are you surprised by the response that you guys have gotten from folks?
Well, I would say that in the beginning, the first time we came to NRB was 3 years ago, and we got one person to see the first screening of episode one of The Chosen here at NRB. And then by the end of that conference, we had about 100 people.
Is that right?
And so we were excited about the growth, but it was like pulling teeth to get people to watch it. And now everyone knows The Chosen, so it has close to 400 million views. We're very thrilled with how well it's been received.
And we also understand that you guys are getting some significant investments in the work as well. Tell us about that.
Well, you bet. So angel means owner, like angel investor, and the people who back these shows are the investors. So we have over 60,000 people who have invested in The Chosen, Wing Feather, Dry Bar, every other project that we've worked on. In addition to that, our company was just backed by a venture capital firm called GigaFund that also invested in SpaceX, led by Elon Musk. And this GigaFund only invests in companies that they see changing their industry over the next 10 to 20 years. And they see that in Angel.
This is fascinating. So the information we're getting here is that you guys have got nearly $50 million in investments. So that's really going to open up the door to do what?
So the GigaFund investment is all about building technology to support the creator. We want to make it so that the artist and the audience can have a direct connection with each other. And then all the angel investors, they are investing to make these shows happen. They want to see them made, and so they put up $100, $1,000, whatever they can afford to lose, and they just want to see the show made. But the good thing is if that show is successful, then they'll also be able to share in the profits.
And that is a fascinating concept, because there was some actual polling done here, and a good chunk of America would be willing to help invest in these films and in the entertainment industry to produce films like you guys are doing.
Oh, yes. It was tens of millions of people who are interested in this.
That is fantastic. All right, so you guys, I guess, are working with the Tuttle Twins. You know, we just had those guys on a few moments ago. What are some of the other projects you guys have coming up?
Right now, if you go to angel.com, there's a project we're excited about. It's called David. It's a full-length feature film that combines the epic storytelling of, say, Prince of Egypt with the rewatchability and fun of Tangled or Moana. It's a full-length feature film, and we're shooting for that to come out late 2023 or 2024, and you can back that film today. We're really excited about it.
I love this idea. It's a great idea. So, do you miss the farm? Are you still on the farm, or did you guys move out to Hollywood?
No, we're actually based in Provo, Utah, of all places, and I do miss the farm, but this, it feels like we're doing a good thing.
Good for you. And, well, and again, it's, once again, proof you don't have to be in Hollywood, you know, in Los Angeles to be successful in the entertainment industry.
Correct.
All right, Neil, congratulations and God bless you. And, again, where can people go if they want to invest in some of the great projects you guys have coming up?
Very easy, Todd, angel.com.
All right. Well, Neil, God bless you, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. As we get ready to wrap up the broadcast day here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, yesterday – had a chance to go to a dinner and was able to chat briefly with former Senator Rick Santorum, who really gave a stirring speech to a group of broadcasters here. and reminding people that we are facing great persecution in this country, and that we have to be men and women of courage. We have to be men and women of faith, and we've got to be willing to take a stand. And all of the guests that we've brought to you here at the NRB, they're doing that in their own realm of influence. If you want to change America and change the direction of America, one great way to do that is through the broadcasting and the entertainment industry. And that's why it is so important for us to be able to bring these stories to you. The idea that you can be a part of the next great Hollywood success story, and it could be a faith-based film, a faith-based project, and it could be a film that you're actually proud of, something that is incredibly well done. The storytelling is on par with what you would see traditionally and historically coming out of Hollywood. That's why we do these kinds of things, folks. It would be very easy just to be able to sit in our comfortable studios back in Memphis, but we need to get out here, and we need to talk to folks, and we need to bring their stories to you, and that's what we do every single day here on this radio program. All right, folks, it has been a great week. Grace Baker is already calling for nap time. I'm sorry, Grace, we're working on it. All right, we're going to have nap time soon. But after that, we're back at it. We're going to have some great guests tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're back in Memphis at the studios, heading back there right after we wrap up the broadcast day here in Nashville. ToddStarnes.com, ladies and gentlemen, the podcast, newsletter, great resources, free of charge for you. And invite somebody that maybe you go to church with, maybe you work with. Tell them to download that newsletter and check it out. We're bringing you top stories every single day. Get out there. Be good, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.